Morning, we went to Bav Metzia, Daf Pei Zayin, Paz. Okay, Paz is gold, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yakar mi Paz. Okay, so Dekadami at the bottom there, we spoke over here. Just let's go back a few lines. The Holy Lifts, Amur Lorach, okay, Hashem says, okay, Hamani Rushloshan, we see with three angels, Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, Michael, Shebale, Vaser, Sarah. Michael came to give Sarah the Besorah, what's it?
The good tidings,
thank you. That you're going to have a child. Right. Raphael, Shebal, Rapet, Abraham, and Raphael who came to do a fourth arm after the Brit Mila, and Gabriel, Azalem, Hapcher, Stom, and Gabriel who went to destroy Stom. Ma'akativ, that's the passage like this. Another we've got a question. But wait a second, you said the three Malachim. We said, Yavayavo, Shnei Malachim, Sodom, Be'erev. Right, only two malachim came to storm at night. So Gemara says, no, why? The Azel Michael Bahadei Leshaz Ve'Lelot. So it says, Michael, the Azel Michael Bahadei. Look at the Kutei Rashi there, what does it say? Leshaz Ve'Latzil. Right? It says that Michael went to save Lot. To save Lot. So in other words, we see here that Gabriel is the one who's going to destroy Haladeri. So we have here that Gabriel was going to destroy Storm, but Michael was job was while we were there too. He was only going to save Lot. The Gemara says Daikonami. We can see this as well. We can be medayek. In the last look at Rashi, the Daikonami, the Chadhu, the Azil Hapech Stom, only one was needed for Stom, right? Not both were needed to destroy Stom. How do we see that? Because it says, Vayafoch et Harim, Ha'el, Veloketi, Vayafchu. It says, Vayafoch, that only one of them was destroyed Stom. Okay, the Shema Mina, see from that, it was only Gabriel who went to the destruction. Because the Gemara says, Nakhlis. Mashnai Legabe Abraham. Okay, now we're carrying on with these psukim. This is the last pasuk on this page, right? It says, "Vaykach pat lechem v'saadu libchem achar tavoru ki al ken avartim al abdechem v'yom ken aser shidibata." Right? What is it with Abraham? It says, "Ken ta'ase kasher dibata." The angel said, "Ken ta'ase." Right? What should it have said? It should have said, "Ken na'ase." Right? We will do together. Why did it say, "You will do"? It says like this. Okay? It says like this. Now, just a quick drosha. I'll be honest with you, I'm not sure where I heard it, but I found it written in my Gemara. So it must be from the last time round that we learned the Afyomi. But it's an interesting idea here, right? That it says Ta'aseh, because the angels were saying to Abraham in the end, really, Kain Ta'aseh, so you will do. That we're not going to eat, right? You'll eat. Mm-hmm. Right? They never said Kain Naase. They said you will eat, not us, because mm-hmm. the angels aren't going to eat. Right? So they weren't. They left like a duke. I don't know. Must have heard it from somebody. So Kain Ta Sekshli Bat. That's not the Gemara's vote. The Gemara said like this. But Kain Ta Sekshli Bat. We will do. And Umash Lala Gabelot. And on the hand, when they came to Lot, right? And Lot said, "Come to me." And they said, "No." And eventually, Vayiftzar Bamaod. Right? That they initially refused, and only afterwards did they finally give in. So why with Abraham they were so happy straight away to do what he offered them, and with Lot it took them a lot of time, right? So it's like Rabbi Lazar, Mikan she mesarvin de katan ve'ein mesarvin de gadol. Okay, teaching us the way of the world. When an important person tells you to do something, you say yes. And when not such an important person tells you to do something, you don't have to agree so quickly, okay? Right, and the Gemara carries on with more psukim, yeah? Keti v'aikha pat lechem, right, with regards to Abraham, so it says over here, Vaikha pat lechem v'sadu libchem char tavoru. It's the same passage we just saw a second ago. He says, have bread, right? And then it says, ve'la bakarat Abraham. And then it says, Abraham ran to the bakar, right? So what's going on over here? He says, have a little bit of bread. But what does he do? He prepares a whole feast. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Mikan, Shetzadikim, Omri Ma'at, V'osim Arbei. Okay? They said, have a little bit of bread, but he prepares your whole feast. Okay, Rishaim, on the other hand, Orim Harbei, Va'afilu Ma'at Einamusim. Not only, you would imagine the contrary would be they say a lot and do little. He said, no, they say a lot, they don't do anything. Right, and where do we know that from? Right, from Ephron. said from Ephron with the Marata Machpelah, because Mikarek at Katav, at the beginning, Ephron said to Abraham, Eretz Arba Mocheka Kesef Mahi, right? We know the pastor, rather say, he says to him, what's between you? We have it for free. What's 400? Look, it says, Adonai Shemani, Eretz Arba Mocheka what are you worrying about? For between you and us, such good friends, what's 400 shekels? Take the field for free.
Where but, do we learn he's a Russia,
though? So tachlis now, when it comes to actually do the counting, look here. But bottom line, what did the pasuk say? Vayishma Avraham el Ephron, vayishkal Avraham el Ephron, hakesef asher diber bo oznei bnei chet, 400 shekel kesef avel hasocher. Right? Now look at the Gemara's diuk over here. It's not only, so you could say, okay, well, so he said a lot, and didn't do too much. But the Gemara said, no, he didn't do anything. Why? Because not only did he take the 400 shekel kesef, but he insisted on a particular type of shekel kesef. Look here. The law shakal mina ele country. Right, look at Rashi. The Rashi says, what's this country? There were different types of shkalim. There was a regular shekel, and there was a supersized shekel. He wanted the biggest shekel. I don't know if I saw it in the Shtantas. I looked for it this morning. Your English, I didn't see it. I think he, or the art scholar in English says there that it was 1,000,000 shekels.
Yeah.
He does a calculation that, I looked in the Jastro for that translation of the Kintra, and I couldn't find it. But he does a he says that Kintra basically means 1,000,000, right? He said 1,000,000 shekels he paid him for the field. 1,000,000 shekels. Kesef. It's a hell of expensive,
In those days or these days?
In then, those days, the Kintra gave him 1,000,000 shekels in those days. So he says 400 shekels, but they were Kintra. They were a special type of shekel.
Yeah,
so the equal value of the normal shekel in those days was 1,000,000 of the normal shekels in those days.
Yeah.
That's what he says. Right? If you look at the diuk, comes from Likutei Rashi. If you look over here, Likutei Rashi, if you look at Likutei Rashi, the Rashi there, which he brings from Bechorot, it says that the law, as you've got an art scroll, looking at it at the bottom, it says, the law shakim in a ele country, dichtim over a socher, shubacho makom she socharim, mekablim oto betrat shkalim. The traders accept it as a shekel, right? It says, dikre lay litik le kintra she gadol b'midat kintra, hilchach kintria yahivlei. And that kintria, he says, means 1,000,000. So the kintra is the type of shekel, the kintria. Well, I don't know how he gets
that. Where's the
Omer Habe or Semat? It does nothing. Because he didn't give anything. No, he didn't do it. He said take it for free. Then if he would have done Ma'at, he was, you know what, a bit of a discount. He'd supercharge him, he'd charge him double what anybody else would have paid.
But Omer Socher is translated as...
money changed hands. No, Omer Socher, it means negotiable money, right. Like a kid, okay, the Ike Duchta, now the Gemara is like this. The Ike, why? The Ike Duchta, the Karilei le Tikla Kintera, because there are places that call the shekel Tikla, the shil and the taf interchange, right? The Takle Shikla Kantira. So the country is also a shekel, but it's a specific type of shekel. That's what he wanted. Okay, Katav, now we care. Katav Kemach Ketiv Solet. In the same pasuk there, if you look there in Vayomer Aham Oelai Al Sarah, Vayomer Mahari Shalosh Seim Kemach Solet Lushi. Now, solet is the finer flour, right? Kemach is the more basic flour. So, the Gemara is the interesting thing over here. Right? Amar Bitzchah, Mikansha Isha, Tzara Enea Be'orchi Utebin Aish. Women are more stingy when it comes to visitors than men. Men are more generous when it comes to that. Because Avram said Kemach, solet. And Sarah said Kemach. Okay, anyhow. Ketiv Lushi V'Isiugot, right? Lushi V'Asaliugot, right? He says to her, make me cakes. And yet, when they bring out the food, it says, "Uchti vayikachemav v'chalav v'enavakar." V'ilu lechem lo aiti lekamayu. They never actually brought the bread. So where's the bread? Right? This is wild. Amar Ephraim Miksha. So Ephraim Miksha is like this. Tamilosh Rabbi Meir, Mishmei Rabbi Meir. Rab, what did he say? Why didn't he bring out the bread? Because Avraham Avinu. This is one answer. Avraham Avinu ochel chulin betara haya. He would only eat food betahara. Now, what was the news that just got given to Sarah at the moment? That her way of woman was going to, she now suddenly got her period back. So if she had suddenly got her period back, she became a tmeya. If she became a tmeya, the bread that she was busy baking was no longer tahor. Aram Radu can't eat it. So therefore, he left the bread behind. Before he got the message, he asked her to make the bread. But now that he got the message, he realized now that he can't eat that bread. Right? Vesari imenu otohayom pirsanida. that moment he became an eater and therefore he couldn't eat the bread. Okay, look at Rashi over there. Okay, so therefore he couldn't. Okay. So now they said to the next pasuk, what did he say? He never ohel. Right? So what was it all about? Lehodias is a Gemara Shesari Menut Snua Yata. In which she stayed in the background, she didn't come forward. Right? She wasn't looking to be seen. And that's why they had to ask him, How is your wife? Okay, there, we're staying away from that. Now Amrav Yuda Amarav, Vitam Rav Yitzchak, Yodima Yumalacharait, so Imanaba Oil. Ayata. Elamaba Oil. So they knew that she was the question is where did they think she was? Right? Obviously she was in the tent, right? So my father says in the kitchen, right? She was in, even if she was in the kitchen, she was in the kitchen in the tent, right? So he says over here, Kidei l'chavavah bala. Why do they do that? Because they wanted to show that they were concerned to get her husband's attention on him. Exactly, look at Rashi over there. Rashi, I don't quite understand this. Rashi says, Kidei l'chavavah bala. It's the very first Rashi before it gets narrow lines. It's really narrow lines, actually. Lohodio shehit snua mishal charvutea she'enan nira'et v'tzarich lishal achareya. Okay, I don't know exactly what that means. Right? And another answer, that was the first answer that we gave of why did they have to ask if they knew where she was. The second answer is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanin Amar k'dele shager la koshel bracha. Okay, like, you know, I suppose, I don't know, what they were celebrating, that maybe they had children, and they made, I don't know, some sort of l'chaim, and therefore they wanted to drink from it as well. Like, you know, Sheva Brochas, when you have Sheva Brochas, you put the... Shalachaim, okay.
It was too early in the morning.
Right, okay. It's a okay. Now, the Gemara says like this. Tani Rishmi Rabbi Yossi, Lama Nekod Al Ayo Sheba Elav. If you look in the Chumash, we haven't got a Chumash, if you look in the Chumash, you'll see that on the word Elav, right? Because what was that Pasuk? That Pasuk was, what V'kachem Avachalav, V'yom Elav, Ayei Sara Ishtecha. Right? So on the Aleph, the Yud and the Vav in the Torah, they're dots. Now we see it often. We had it recently. We had it in Vayeshev. In Vayeshakeu, we had it. Mm-hmm. And we've got it in this week's parsha as well. Where's it, Manny? I've already forgotten. We learned it the other day. We've got it as well. Now Rashi on that pasuk of Vayeshakeu quotes a Gemara in Yerushalmi. I think Rashi here quotes it as well, to be honest. No, he doesn't say that here. Look at Rashi here quickly. So on the Aleph, Yud, and the Vav, which is the word Ayo. Ayo means, where is he, right? Ayo, like, where is him? You're talking about your husband, right? So Rashi says here, Al Ayo Sheba'elav, Nakud. Ayo Shelo, right? Nakud, Va'alamed Eina Nakuda. So just the Lamed. Now Rashi tells, it's a Gemara in Yerushalmi, because Rashi quotes us a lot of the time in the Chumash, that it depends now on how many letters are Menukadot. If the majority of the letters, okay, are Menukadot, so then he says that you read the letters. If the minority of the letters, then that letter you don't read. Okay, so if the majority of the letters are Menukadot, then you read the letters that are Menukadot. And if the minority of the letters are Menukadot, then you take out those letters. Do you understand what I'm saying? You only read the letters that aren't Menukadot. So it depends on that. So here, in Elav, you've got the majority of the letters are Menukadot. Right? All three out of four. Aleph, Lamed, Yud, Vav. Only the Lamed hasn't got a Nakud on it. So therefore you take out the Lamed and you read the word as Ayo. Okay, so that's what telling us over here. So the Gemara says, "Tell him, Shmuel Yossi, Lama Nakud Alayo Shebelav Limda Torah Derech Eretz." What's the Derech Eretz? The Torah telling us how to behave. She Yishal Adam BaAchsanya Shelo. Right, that's what Ayo about him. Right, what does it mean Achsan Shelo? In other words, each one asks about the other. Look at Rashi there. Limda Torah V'Haynu Nakudot Ayo DeLo Ayut Shechin Nishael DeYodin Ayu Sheb Oil. I asked him, but they knew she was in the oil. So why do they ask anyhow? The whole nekuda or keret, Rashi's got it here, sorry. The whole nekuda or keret hateva she'ena el the darsha. So we got a drosh on the darsha. What's the drosh over here? The drosh mina derech eretz, right? Ba'achsani, what's achsani you mean? Eishet u'shpiza, but ask about your wife, the wife of the host, right? So therefore he says, a love comes in, they had to ask him about her. That's derech eretz, in a person's house, ask him about his wife. That's the message here of Elav.
Don't ask her, you ask him about.
And then, but that's the next line. V'amar Shmuel, right? And you also, so, and vice versa. So you ask him about her, and her about him. Mm-hmm. right? But now that we got a halacha, how much Shmuel ain't shorim b'shorim isha klal? You aren't meant to ask questions about people's wives at all, right? You aren't meant to say to a woman, "How are you?" Right, like that. So it says the Gemara says, "No, you can ask her husband. That's already allowed, right? So that would be okay." Alidei Bala. Look at Rashi over here. Alidei Bala. Lo yishish Allah l'shlom el ba'ala yishal mashlom agaveret. Okay? That's the idea. I did see somewhere here what Eddie just mentioned, that he asked her about him and him about her. I don't see that now over here. Okay. Acharei baloti etali. Okay, now the next pasuk over here that we're carrying on says, Vatitzchak sarah bekirba lemor acharei veloti etali ednav aduni zakein. Right? My husband's really old. Right? Amar Rav Chisda. Right, so she says, "Acharei beloti hatali edna." I'm Rav Chisda. Okay, that's what happened, right? Acharei shlid bala basar. What's going on? What does she mean here? Acharei beloti hatali edna. Chisda explained to us what's the pasuk. The story is telling us follows: Achar shenid bale habasar. After the skin became, I don't know, like bad. Veravu akmatin, all the crinkle, the wink. What do you call it? The
wrinkles.
The wrinkles. Mm-hmm. The wrinkles all became abundant. Nit adena basar, the skin suddenly became soft again and gentle. Venit pashtu akmatim, and the spread out. She had a facelift, right? And they got spread out. Right. The chazar hayofi limkomo. That's why she says, acharei beloti aitali edna. Edna meaning adin. Okay, that's the drosha over here. Edna meaning adin, meaning sensitive. Okay, now the next part is ketiv v'adoni zakein uketiv v'ani zakanti. There's a bit of a stir here in the psukim, right? She says, adoni zakein. When Hashem speaks to Avram, he says, Abraham, lama ze tzachaka sarah lemor, why did Sarah laugh and say, echa how I give children, v'ani zakanti, and I'm old. But Sarah actually said, ba'ali zakanti, that my husband is old.
What's the difference? She's saying Avram's old and Avram's saying
Abraham. No, when Sarah spoke, look here, Vatomer. Look over here. The pasuk over here says, "Va'ani zakanti." Look at pasuk. Yevayomer Hashem et Avraham. Vatitzchak got a pasuk tet, yeah. But which is in Bereishit Yudchet Yudbet. Vatitzchak Sarah bekirba. She laughed to herself. Lemor acharei veloti aitali edna. Look how this is all changing in me. Va'adoni zakein. And my husband, Adoni, my master, is old.
In other words, I could have a child.
I can have a child, but he's old. When Hashem comes to Avraham, he says, why did Sarah say that she's old? Sarah never said she's old. Sarah said he's old. Right. No, that's the next. Vadoni zakein. Uchativ vani zakanti. So the steer here. Right, there's a stira. When she said it to herself, she said, he's old. When Hashem repeats to Abraham what Sarah said, she said she's old. So Hashem says, "Yeah, the law morti akash baruchu." Right. So he says, "Yeah, God does the amra ihi." Right. In other words, God's not going to say what she had said. Why? It's important because if she said what she said, he'd embarrass Abraham. Because look, Tanan by Rishmael, Gadol Shalom. Right, we're speaking of shalom, a particular between husband and wife. She'afilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu shinabo. Hashem kivyachol told a bit of a lie. Yeah, he changed things, a white lie, okay, to keep shalom. She'ne'emar v'titzchak shalom kirbo. Right, v'anizakani uchati v'yomer Hashem Abraham v'anizakanti. Right, so you see here that Hashem was prepared to change the situation to keep shalom. Okay, the next pasuk is Vatomer Mimilal Abraham and Nikabanim Sarah. Right? That pasuk over here is from Bereishit. Again, Vatomer Mimilal Abraham and Nikabanim Kiyalati Beniskunav. So everyone was hacking there about, you know, it didn't seem normal what was going on over here with Abraham. Right? So the Gemara is like, so therefore, come about him because it says, he Nikka, the pasuk Vatomer Mimilal Abraham and he Nikabanim Sarah. Right? So what does it mean, he Nikabanim? She had one child. So goes the Kavanim in Nikasarat. I'm Rabbi Levi. Oto ayom shegamal Abraham Yitzchak beno, right? On that day that Abraham was that Yitzchak was weaned, right? Asa suda gdola. Abraham did a massive feast. Hayu kolim motolam meranim v'omims, and the whole world was saying what? Ra'item zaken uskena shevi asufi min hashuk. Yeah, Rabbi, we're asufi, right? We learned about asufi, right?
We pointed it out in the parsha.
Exactly, right? But asufi, we learned asufi. We had asufi that a child was found in the shuk. So rather, out of parent. We learned in Gittin, in Kiddushin, actually.
Kiddushin.
Where there was a Sufi and there was a Shuk. No. There was an Asufi, Shtuki and Asufi, right. Right. The Shtuki, because he says, don't say who your father is, right? She shuts him up and she says, don't ask questions, right? Because he's not the father. And Asufi, right? Asufi bin Ashuk, V'omrim, B'nei Nuhu, right? Everyone said that he's an Asufi bin Ashuk. And yet, they say he's his child. They claim that they found, we know that's not their child, but they're telling us it's their child. Right, but Lord, and more than that, and he's trying to fool us all and having a big party here to convince us it's his child. Right, they don't believe him. As Masav Ramavin, what did he do? He invited everybody. He invited the men, she invited the women. And everybody brought with their own child. Wet nurses. Because you know, in those days it was common to have somebody else feed your breastfeed your child. So they said, bring your children, leave your wet nurses behind. When I saw Nespas Raman, and there was a big miracle that happened. Uniftechu dadea kishnei mayanot, and her breasts opened up like springs. Veniket kula, and she breastfed everybody, all the kids. That's why it says, yeah, vehinika banim sara, not just vehinika bet. Okay. Vadayin, and it still wasn't enough, right? They still didn't like us. Well, they still said, no. You remember me? Okay, im sara, batishim shlatre, maybe sara, she's only 90. So we can understand how she can have a child, right? Avram, but Avram's ben Meyash. No, but he can have a child, okay? Miyad nefach klaster panim shel Yitzchak when he met Avram. Immediately, Yitzchak's face changed. He looked exactly like Avram. We've seen him before, right? In the Chumash. That Yitzchak and Avram look exactly the same. By the way, we saw in this week's Pasha that Yosef also looked like Yaakov. Right, that Yitzchak looked like Yaakov, right? Right. Suddenly, after they saw that this was going on, she was breastfeeding the whole world. Avram holed et Yitzchak. Okay, it must be right. Now the verse is as follows. Now that we've explained this over here, that Yitzchak and Avram look exactly the same, so we've got a problem. They look exactly the same, right? It's like identical twins, right? You know, who's the twin? Like somebody was telling me, I don't know who it was, that they were at a funeral. David was telling me, identical twins, and the other twin walked in, and people thought that he'd come back alive, you know? And so Abraham and Yitzchak are identical now, so you don't know who you're talking to. The Zechariah Gemara says, look here. He says like this, Ad Avraham lo yazikna, meaning people didn't look old, people just stayed the same. You looked young your whole life until you died. Right, mind to have a baile mishtai b'hari Abraham. People who wanted to come and consult Abraham, mishtai they'd come to Yitzchak, and b'hari Yitzchak mishtai b'hari Abraham. Right, they wouldn't know who they were talking to because they both looked exactly the same. They looked the same age, the same everything. So after Abraham came and b'hari rachme, and he dove into Hashem b'hari zikna. And suddenly he changed. He became old. Now you can distinguish between the father and the son. The father looked older, and the son looked younger.
That before that he's with Sarah that she had kmatim.
Steve's on the ball here. He says that Sarah already had kematim, that she was looking old, her face was looking old and wrinkled. And if you never had age, you never had old, so maybe only woman. Yeah, okay, so good question, right? Shneemar. V'Abraham Zaken Babi Yamim, right? Because now the passage says Abraham Zaken Babi Yamim. And Ad Yaakov Lo HaVechusha. Until Yaakov, people never got sick, right? In other words, when it says Lo HaVechusha, right? So look over here. Look at Rashi there. People wouldn't know that they were going to get sick before they die. They just suddenly die. See, if they were going to die, there wasn't time to prepare, right? So Ati Yaakov by Rachme vavechusha. So Yaakov came and he dove in for Rachamim. Look at you got Nikute Rashi in the wide lines of Rashi right at the bottom, the third last line from the bottom. It says by Rachme vavechusha, kedei sheye pnai levanav. To enable the children who are all in their different houses, it's actually quite amazing this, to have time to arrive at the place before the person dies. Since they know now that he's in bed and he's sick and he's dying, he's going to die. They all make an effort to come. You see it around the world today. People know their parents are sick and they travel and they're there, and that gives them the chance to be there. Otherwise, they just all hear that the guy died and they wouldn't have a chance to actually be with their parents. Okay, so that was Yaakov Avinu. Right, so look, why? Because it says with Yosef, remember we saw that with he says your father's sick. Adata. Okay, so that's how we know that. Okay, so obviously they told him they were sick and they gave him a chance to all come there and get a bracha. Adat Elisha lo have dechali shvitpach. Until Elisha came along, once you got sick, you died. The word sick meant you were going to die. Okay, you never had a chance where you got sick and you recovered, because Yaakov Avinu prayed that there'd be sickness and you could have a chance. And that happened. But you wouldn't get, if you were going to get sick, that meant you were dying. Right? Until Elisha came, you got sick and you could recover from that sickness. Right?
Miriam was.
She had sarat. That was an infliction. That's a punishment. Yeah. Right?
You think that one thing he was cholera, they died.
Yes, a person, no, a person who was sick, you knew he was dying.
From Yaakov.
From before, Yaakov's time. Up until Yaakov, you didn't even know that. From Yaakov's time onwards, yes. And then came Elisha. And Elisha, the things changed, right? How do we know that? At Elisha by Rachma Betpach. Elisha was the one who davened that he would be recovered from his sickness. Shneemar v'Elisha chala et cholyo asher yamut po. It says, because the pasuk tells us, over here, probably in Melachim, Samachi, Melachim, near Melachim Bet. Felisha Chala et Cholio, Shemut Poveri, Lav Yoash, Melech Yisrael, Vayev, Kapana, Vayomer, Avi, Avi, Rechim, Yisrael, Farshah. Right, how do we not say he died from his sickness? So, what does it mean he died from his sickness? The Gemara says, Bichlal, it infers from that, the Chala Chalia Chariti, that this was the final way. He was sick before. And now we see this sickness he died from, not the previous sicknesses. So, he must have had a sickness before that he survived on that. Tanabana Shosha Chala in Chala Shelisha. The Gemara tells us. Elisha was sick three times. Echad Shlechafo Le Gechazi B'Shtei Adav. So the story with Naaman and Gechazi, you know that, we're not going to the hospital of Tanachia, but basically he got the tzarat and then they got the tzarat on him, and he said on Naaman, and it came back. And then he got sick and got better. Echad Shegira Dubin B'Tinokot. Also there he was a bit insensitive, and he got 42 kids, remember, were killed with the Tinokot. And there he also got punished and he got sick. V'echad shemait po. The third one he got sick from. Shneva v'lisha chalad cholio asher yamut po. Okay. Next line in the Mishnah. Ela atshlo yitchelu b'lacha. Now we go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that when you make a deal with the Poalim, remember we said it's all according to the minhag of the place. And this guy came and he made a deal that they're going to feed him. And the father said to him, quickly go now and fine-tune the deal and explain exactly what they're getting, because otherwise it won't be enough whatever you do to them. Right? That was the Mishnah that we saw. Before they start to work, that they're only going to get bread and kidney, like some sort of legumes. Now the question is follows: was the deal pat kidney? Was it a kidney of bread, right, which could be a kashla pesach bread for Svardim, right? Or was it pat v'kidney? Now, so do we learn pat kidney or pat v'kidney? Okay, in other words, is it two things that they're getting the deal on? Or is it one, just a bread made from kidney? Okay, it's a diuk in the Mishnah. Amale, so he says to him like this, Amale Elohim, right? Rashi says it's a lashon of Shua. Right? We've seen that sort of lashon before in the Gemara. He says, Tricha Vav, you need the Vav, just like you need Kimurdia Delivrot. What's Murdia Delivrot? Look at Rashi over there. Murdia Delivrot, the Hagota Bach, he said, Chet adds on, Livrot Shem HaNa'ar. So Livrot was a river. And he says, like a mordia, what's a mordia? Eight sherava chovel, right? The sailors, manhig boasvin el rachaka min avanim u min ha-micholim. They have these like sticks that they would push the boats away before they get smashed into rocks. So obviously, just as important as that oar is to the boat, so too the vav is to the mishnah. Okay? So therefore, it obviously is answering him that it must be pat v'kitnyot. Okay. That's that over there. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, eino tzarich akok min ha-gabinina. Right, so Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said, we saw that as well, that we don't need any of this story because the bottom line is, no matter what deal he made, there's a minhag. There was the mishnah, right? And all got going to the minhag. So what are we doing, right? So the Gemara's question as follows. Hakol, when Rabbi Gamliel said, Eno tzarich, hakol keminhag medina, why did he say, Eno tzarich, ela keminhag medina? Why did he say, hakol keminhag medina? What's hakol coming to explain? The words like, hakol atu yamai, la tu ye ha, right? I don't know why I've marked over here this mishnah shas, this tet. Look at the tet. Akol atu ah, tzrich lomar detanya. Okay, akol atu ye, hi detanya, we're in a brighter. Hasocher et apoel v'amar lo. If you'd hire a worker and you'd say to him, kechadu kashlami b'nadi, I'm going to pay you just like one or two of the guys in the ear. In other words, I'll pay you like he gets paid, but you haven't specified anything, right? Noten lo kepachot shebeschirut. You pay the minimum wage. You don't have to worry about the richest person. Dear Rabbi Yeshua, Chachamim Omrim, Meshamnin Beinahem. Look at the interesting lashon there, Meshamnin Beinahem. Look at Rashi there, Meshamnin Beinahem. Lo bepachof lo biyoter, ele kaminag amedina beinonit. It's a bit of a compromise, right? You go in the middle. You don't pay the least, you don't pay the most. You pay a bit of a compromise. Okay, next Mishnah. Okay, this Mishnah now, we're carrying on the previous Mishnahs. The previous Mishnah we said, right, we said all about minhag medina. If you arrange with him, And the next Mishnah we're going to see also goes back, talk about minag and what's custom. This Mishnah in the middle says, Elu ochri minat Torah. This is what the Torah says you can eat. Okay, in other words, if you want to know what the Torah defines as what a person, this is what the Torah can eat. Look at Tosfot there for a second. Elu ochri minat Torah. Look at that Tosfot there, the last Tosfot there on the Amud. Elu ochri minat Torah. Why is the Mishnah bringing it? The Tosfot says, Bishum de ayri mei kari bepoalim shlechem eshe paskura he mezonot. Right, because the Mishnah we just spoke about previously spoke about when you finalize, you did a deal with them, you explained to them, you did a deal on their wages, right, lemmas or not, or al yaday minaga medina, or if they were getting paid according to minaga. L'hachi nakat v'enoch minat Torah below pasak below minag. That's what this Mishnah is telling us. If you didn't fix them, what their food's going to be as part of their wages, and there isn't a minag of medina, then this is what the Torah tells you to do. That's what this Mishnah is about. Okay, so now, it depends. Now the Mishnah tells what you're working. Ha'oseh b'mechubar l'karka, if you're working on stuff that is attached to the ground, in other words, you're working in the farms, on the fields, and stuff attached to the ground, right? B'sha'at gemar melacha, at the end of the work, right? At the last stage over there, right? Right? U'betalush min karka, or if you're working with stuff that's already been removed from the land, ad shelo nigmara melachto, before the final stages of melachto, right? So depending now, the Mishnah is telling us, it depends now where you're working. If you're working on stuff that's still attached to the ground at the stage at the last stages, or stuff that you remove from the ground, like for example, you know, you have the aramata kir to be chayvin truma, you have to make it like final stage, you like make a mound. Then it becomes chayvin truma, that will be the last stages, okay? Min akarka, ad shelo nigmara melachto. And we're talking only about stuff that is attached to the ground. Now, I know we're running out of time here, but look at this Tosfot quickly. That next Tosfot, Perush, when it says it, what's attached at the time of Gemar Melacha, what does Tosfot say? Perush, she'ein trichin od lekarka, kagon ha-kotzer v'abotzer. Talking about stuff that no longer is necessary to be attached to the ground. Like you harvested it or you've removed the grapes. You picked them already. And that's what we talk about melachta. Yatsa ha-menachesh vader. We're not talking here about if you hoeing or plowing or fixing up the ground. Right? So guys who are working in the field that are busy doing work on the land, like digging furrows or whatever the case was, that we're not talking about them. Now people are talking about when the produce is already harvested, right? Umapik lay the Gemara, okay, we'll see that the Gemara tells us from Mivael Kiliecha Lotitain, don't put it into your vessels. So we talk about a stage when you could have put it into your vessels that's already been harvested, right? Bizman Shatanotene Kiliav Shbalabai. While you are putting it into the vessels of the Balabai, don't put it into yours. Ubetalush, and when we speak about the talush that's already removed, so we have Kodem Gemar Melacha, right? This is, they've been removed. But the final stage, look at what Tosfot says, Hainu gemar melacha lema'aser. The time that there would be chayiv in ma'aser. So food isn't chayiv as you harvest it in ma'aser. It's only when you've completed the process that it becomes chayiv ma'aser. That's what we talk about. So when it's attached to the ground, when it's right, and when it's removed, it's gemar melacha. Uve'elu she'ein ochlim, and that you can eat. And then you can eat those. If you're dealing with a time that's mechuba lekarka, but it's at the end of the work, or it's removed from the karka and it hasn't yet become chayv in truma, you can eat it. And when can't you eat? What can't? If you're working on stuff that's mechuba lekarka, v'sha'a she'ein gemar melacha, exactly opposite of what we just said now, right? Still near. U'betalush min hakarka, or it's already been harvested, it's already been nigma melachto is chayv in truma. Then you can't, it's too late, it's not for you. So a worker's got a very particular window when he can eat the food that he's working with, right? And the Mishnah says, u'betavar she'ein gedlo min haaretz, right? And things, right, so cheesemaker or a guy milking a cow, you can't eat that. That's off bounds, right? So we seem to think that a worker can eat whatever he's working with, right? Not true. It's very specific what he can, what he can't do according to the Mishnah. Okay, now the Gemara asks a question. Okay, so now we're getting into a bit of hairy Gemara over here. Right, where do we know this from? Right, where do we know this halacha of when you can eat and when you can't eat it, only when it's ochim l'torah, when it's mechubar, et sha'at gemar melacha. How do we know it's the Bekor? The Gemara says, dichtiv, ki tavo bekerem re'echa. Look at that pasuk over there, it's pasuk in Dvarim. When you come into the vineyard of your friend, ve'achal ta'alavim, when you ate grapes, kenaf shecha, to your heart's content, kenaf shecha, sva'echa, ve'el keliecha, Lo titain. However, you can't take it away. You can only eat there at the moment. In your friend's vineyard, you're busy. Obviously, we're talking about. We'll see later on that we're speaking particularly about a poel. It's not pashur in the pasuk, because the pasuk means anybody, right? The pasuk says anybody comes into your friend's vineyard. But the Gemara learns that we're talking particularly about the poel, the worker here. Right? Vachalta. So the Gemara is like this. Ash ki tikra b'chem b'chem. The Gemara says that's beautiful. But that only helps us about a vineyard. Ash k'chem b'kerim. That's in the vineyard. Kor mili minala. We don't know about any other fruits and vegetables. How do we know that it's a plant? If you give me a pasuk, we speak about the kerim. The question now, gemini mekerim. We got exar shav. We learn from kerim. Ma kerim meyuchad davar shegirle karka. What is kerim? Kerim is especially in what sense that it grows on the land. Ubeshad gemar malacha polo chelbo. And at the time of the work of this last stages, a worker can eat. So therefore, if we learn it there, of course davar shegirle karka. Anything that grows in the land, beshad gemar malacha. Poel or chelbo. Makes sense. What are we going to carry away? Remember a kerim. Just like a kerim, it goes to the Gemara. Says, no, that's not so simple, right? Mala kerim, sheken chai bolot. Kerim has got a higher level of chiyuv. What's all alot? We've learned about all alot before. If the grapes don't grow properly, remember, like the bunch of grapes, if they haven't got like, or the halabach loket, like kateif, you know, have to have like shoulders and grow. In other words, the rows of the grapes must grow like, you know, a very nice bunch of grapes. They're like in almost like a perfect V shape. They're like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. They grow nicely. If a grapes haven't got that, they're like a bit of a deformed type of looking of a bunch, those you leave for the ani. Those are called all alot. We've learned this before, right? So it says, Shechen Chayb Olalot. So therefore, if they've got Olalot, then maybe that's why a Poel can eat it. Because there's a special din in grapes, and therefore the din is specific to grapes of Olalot, and it's specific to grapes that the workers can eat it. You can't go start learning Zerah Shavas from that to everything else. Grapes are different. So we're like, you know what? Gamina Mikama. Can we accept that? Let's learn it now from Kama. What's Kama? Kama means that the produce are standing on the field, right? Kama. Right, that in Joseph's dream, right, you know, etc. Right, the harvest, the fields of wheat. You see them; they're standing up very nicely. The Gemara says, "Okay, Gemara, let me come." Is it from Gemara? So the Gemara says, "No, come migufa minalim." But where do we learn Kama from? You tell me. We can learn all other fruits and vegetables from Kama, but where do we learn Kama? The field itself from the harvest itself. The Gemara says, "Dichtiv kitavu b'kamatrecha the katafta milopiadecha." Right, got a pasuk, and that pasuk says, "When you come into your friend's field, we're talking about this. We're talking about workers over here, and you katafta milot, right, with your hands. V'chermesh lo tanifakamatrecha. Don't use a sickle. That's a sickle, right? Is that translated? A sickle.
Yeah.
Right. Don't cut it with a kli. Just use a pick your hands, right? And therefore, that's telling us that the worker, he can use his hands, he can't go start cutting for the balabite. For himself, he can pluck a few ears off, use them for himself. So the Gemara said, wait a second. Just like we learned with Kerem, there was a special din in Kerem with Ogdoth a lot. So too with Kama, how can you use Kama? Ba Kama, Mala Kama, Shekan Chev Bechala. Kama has got a special din as well. Because when you take in the grains and you make dough out of the grains, you got a special din, you got to give Chala. So maybe the din of Chala is different in Kama, and therefore that prevents us from learning anything else from Kama, because it's got a special din itself. So Gemara says, Umi mai daha Kama, and we can see this. And how do we know that this Kama is, and we're right, Umi mai daha Kama, Kama demitchai b'chalehi. Right? So the Gemara says, okay. Deal makol Kama Kama Rachmana. Maybe no. How do we know that you're speaking about particularly this Kama, which is the grains, which are chayv in challah? Maybe all things that grow, right? Like, for example, I think the Rashi gives the example here of Orez, right? I'm skipping out the Rashi because we're running out of a late. He says that, like, in other types of stuff, like, for example, rice paddies, right? Or, you know, like, you have all, like, quinoa and all these things also grow, like, in stalks, like, in ways. And that, you don't have to give challah. So maybe there, how do we know that's only limited to challah? So the Gemara says, no. Atia kama kama. We've got a gzera shava, right? We know that mitchay bechale. He deal makol kamei mitchay. We know the verse says no. Atya kama kama. Ktiv hachek kitavu bekamatra echa. This pasuk says you come into your friend's field, eat his kama. Uketiv hata meachel chemesh bekama. When we actually bring of the omer, right? That's that pasuk over there of Gimel. Shiva shavuot tispor lach. Count 7 weeks from Pesach. Meachel chemesh bekama. From the time you start harvesting, techel ispor shvat shavuot. And there, mechal chemesh, ma hatam kamer mechal bechala. In other words, we sing it. The word kamer means no. The word kamer is only referring to the grains, not to all other types of produce as well. Avachenami kamer de mechal bechala. So Gemara says, "Yechel mechach." And therefore, we can see that we can't use that gzeirah shavah you wanted to bring. We can porech like gzeirah shavah. Ma kamer shkechen bechala. So it's and ma kamer shekain chayevet bechala. So Gemara says, "Okay, you know what? Kerem yochiach." So we'll go back to Kerem. So you help me now. You told me now that we can't use challah. So let's go, we'll see that Kerem can use. Kerem Yochiach. But then the Gemara gets stuck. It says, Mala Kerem Shkechem bought a lot. So we got stuck there, right? This is like a bit of, we've seen this last time before. The Gemara sort of goes into a spiral, okay? Goes into a spiral to try and come out of the spiral with something. And that's where we get to the Bemet Tzad HaShaveh, right? We're going to start saying, this one we can't use particularly Kerem because unique aspect is all a lot. Ah, we'll try to use Kama. We can't use Kama because its unique aspect is a Challah. So let's look at what's the common denominator between Kerem and Kama, and then see from the common denominator we can derive a halacha. Okay, remember that? Tzad HaShaveh, lorikaze, and around, etc. That's where we're going into that spiral now. So the Gemara said like this. So Kerem Yochiach. So the Gemara said, no, we can't use Kerem. Why? Because Ma Kerem Shkenchei Ba'ol Alot. Okay, so then Kama Tochiach, let's learn from the Kama. And then the Gemara says, V'chazar Hadin, lorikaze, lorikaze. We see that each side in specific aspects aren't any good. So therefore, says the Gemara, HaTzad HaShaveh Shebahen. Let's look maybe at what the common denominator of the Shekain, what's the common denominator between Kerem and Kama. Shekain davar she gidle karka. They are both gidle karka. They grow the ground. Ubeshaat kibracha poel ochelbo. And we know that the workers tam ochel. We've seen there they can both eat in those two of them. So therefore, we can combine these two aspects together and say you're right. Anachinami challah has got a special deed. A kama has got a special deed of challah. And kerem has got a special deed of a lot. But if we take the two of them together, we can see they've both got a common denominator. Let's now extrapolate that common denominator onto everything else. I've called davar she karka shak mamracha. Poel ochelbo, right? So the Gemara says, no. It also doesn't help us now. Because even if we take these two things together and we see the common denominator, there's a limiting factor. And what is that? Ma'ala tzara shaveh shebahen, both the kama and the grapes, both the wheat and the grapes, shechen yesh bem tzad mizbeach. They are specific to the mizbeach because you bring the flour in the mincha and you bring the grapes on the nisuch hayayin. Right, the wine comes to the nisuch on the mizbeach. So therefore, maybe there's a special din in the two of them. And that's why with those, the workers can eat. But because they're good in the mizbeach, you can't learn them to anything else. Right? And the Gemara, by the way, just in brackets over here, says, v'atina mizayit, and also olives, right? To eat beit tzad, you have also got a tzad mizbeach, also got the special limiting factor because of the tzad mizbeach. So the Gemara says, well, v'zayit, b'me'atzad, Gemara says, yeah, what are you talking about? V'zayit, where's this tzad? Look at Rashi, v'zayit, b'me'atzad, ati, Rashi's bit me a question. V'chi midrasha ba'i l'milfei ha'bichlal kerimu. What we need, a drush, to learn the grapes on the tzad HaShaveh from Kerem and Kama. Who gufa Kerem? Olives are called Kerem. We don't need a drush. When we said Kerem, we meant olives as well. Right? Dichtiv vayav er migadish v'ad kama v'ad kerem zayit with Shimshon. Right? When he burnt the whole place down. So it tells us over there that he burnt the gadish, right? With the mounds v'ad kama in the fields and ad kerem azayit and even the vineyards, the olive vineyards. So Rapapa said, no, I'm Rapapa, Kerem Zayit Ikri. That was called Kerem Zayit. We're speaking about Kerem Stama, right? And not called a Kerem. That's the when he said Kerem Zayit, don't get confused between Kerem Zayit and Kerem Stama. Kerem Zayit just specifically means an olive vineyard. But when we speak about vineyards in general, we wouldn't have known to include olives without this Tzad HaShaveh of the Mizbeach. So that's why we had to have it. Now we go back to our carry-on. Now we get back to our issue. We're still trying to prove how do we know that workers can eat in the field when they're working. Remember that, right? Let's not lose sight of the question. So Gemara says, Mikol makom kashya. We've still got a kashya here of what the answer is. How do we know that workers? We try to do it with kerem. We try to do it with the kama. We couldn't do it with kama. We got stuck all a lot with kerem. We got challah with the kama. Then we got the tzad HaShaveh with the hem. And then we got stuck on the mizbeach. Okay? So now comes along another answer. So that was... We don't know who that was. But anyhow, it comes along Shmuel and says, no, I've got a different answer for you. I'm a Shmuel, I'm a Kra, we've got a pasuk, another pasuk, right? Well, it's in the same psukim, but look inside the pasuk says, V'chermesh, right? What's V'chermesh with this, what do we call it? The sickle, right? V'chermesh. It says, V'kitavo kermecha, v'achalt alabim kereshecha, v'kitavo kermecha, v'katapt amir biyadecha, v'chermesh lo tanif. Don't use a sickle. What's this chermesh telling us over here? That chermesh is meyutar. We never had to have that chermesh. The pastor could easily have said, "Kitavo bekamat reicha, bekatav milo beadecha, lo tanif al kamat reicha." Right? What the chermesh? Shmuel says that chermesh is redundant, and therefore we can do it. Learn a drush from the word chermesh from the sickle. Right? Lerabot kol baalei chermesh. Right? He says we can use that. Lerabot kol charmei chermesh. Right? The love, hold on, I'm looking at Rashi. Yeah, there's another Rashi over there, right? Salamei, Beshat Chermesh, Shugmar Melacha. All tops, he says over here, when we said Chermesh, we seem to be implying that it is at the time of the Chermesh, when you would come to do the sickling, you can eat. So therefore, anything that you would need to have a sickle for, right? Any types of produce, sickle for, you could eat. So there has to be a ribui. Just like Kama, you got the Chermesh, and Chermesh is redundant. If it means at the time of the Chermesh. So anything that needs Chermesh at the time of the Chermesh, which you would cut with a sickle, you can eat. So Gemara said, wait a second, man, that Chermesh is not redundant. Buy Chermesh, me buy a lay. We need that Chermesh. What do we need that Chermesh for? Because Chermesh tells us something else. It tells us, Besha'at Chermesh, Ochel. When can a worker eat? At the time that you would come and cut it down with a sickle. Earlier than that, you couldn't do it. Right? Shelo b'shat chermesh, lo techo. Right, so the Gemara says, that's not necessary. We could learn that. Ahu, mive'el keliecha lo titei nafka. We don't need chermesh to tell us the time, on the timeline of when you can, you can't eat it, because that we've got lo titei bekeliecha. You can't put it into your own kelim. In other words, we speak about a time when you are putting the stuff anyhow into the barabait's kelim. So we've got a time marker. We don't need chermesh to tell us that. So therefore, maybe chermesh can be used like what Shmuel wanted to say. So chermesh is still difficult. Why? Tainach davar chermesh. That already helps us with things that you actually use a chermesh for, a sickle for. But how do we learn about stuff you don't use a chermesh for? Right? The love chermesh min alan. Right? So that, look at Rashi there. Tainach davar chermesh, who could go on kitniot. That helps me with not only grains, but also other things you use the chermesh for. Aval de lab bar chermesh, Rashi says, kagon ha-mosek bezeitim va-goder betmarim. By the way, that's in Hebrew. You don't just say pick. In Hebrew, you've got like, for every type of fruit, you've got a different term. So to pick grapes is mosak bezeitim. I mean olives. And to pick dates, you say goder betmarim. You don't say pick tamarim, right? So each one of those things, Rashi says, those you don't use a sickle for. So how would I learn that a worker can eat dates or he can eat olives or whatever the case was? That doesn't help me if you just use chermesh. So the Gemara said, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak said, that's not a problem. Well, Amar Kra, Kama, Rabot Kal, Kominat Balei Kama. No, we can use Kama, because Kama implies everything. Remember, we learned Kama early on, but the Gemara said, wait a second, how can you use Kama? If you remember 10 lines ago, what did you tell me Kama was for? For Chala. Right. Kama. But you tell me we can't use Kama, because Kama is specific a din in Chala. So we can't use a din of Chala, right? So Gemara says, no. Hani Mili, look at Rashi, you have to look at Rashi now. Hani Mili, when did we say that? The Iker Mifrach, we used Kama to mafrich the Gera Shava. That was Ahi Par Pircha. When did we use that? Mekame Deneiti Chermesh. That Kama only scared us before we had Shmuel's Limud of Chermesh. We told us already that sickle. So now that we've learned from sickle, we can expand it to other things. We don't worry about chala anymore, because chermesh is like a contra to the limitation of sickle of chala. Chala limited us only around the species of grains that you chayv in chala for. But once Shmuel told us, learn from chermesh, which is at the time, we've no longer got a problem of using hashtad ati chermesh. It trebilei kol davar chermesh. Even so, okay, well, that's the case. If I've got chermesh, so kama, what do I need kama for it all? So he said, no, we need kama. Why? Rabot kol bale kama. We have to have kama. Because without kama, we wouldn't have learned all the other types of stuff. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So now we understand. We need a combination here of kama and chermesh. Chermesh tells me that it's at the time of chermesh, and therefore it expands everything. And what does it expand to? Kama. All the different types of kama.
But couldn't you say kama is only the freestanding ones, not the things that are hanging down?
Look at the next line of the Gemara. Okay? Umekama, so the Gemara says, okay, so now you told me, Hashdaf kadam bi chemesh mikama, ki tavo be kerechel amali. Why do I need kerem for? Right? So kerem, why did I stop for a second and thought, and then I said, David, read the next line of the Gemara? Because the Gemara could have said, why do we need kerem to answer David's question? Mm-hmm. Kerem comes to tell me things that are hanging, but doesn't say that. Right, that would have been a good answer to a good question. He's like this. We need kerem for halochas for another reason altogether. Why? Tanya, kitavo ne'emar kan bia. It says kitavo, right? When I come, which is ne'emar kan bia, coming. Ve'emar lahalan lo tavo alav hashemesh. Don't, right, that's what it goes to the pay of the worker. Remember, lo tavo hashemesh. Ma'al lahalan before el ha'katuv b'daber. Afkan u'paraktuv b'daber. Right, that talking here about paying your wages. Remember, you can't pay the wage. You've got to pay them before nightfall, right? And there, that passage is talking about workers, right? Right? And therefore, it is talking about workers. Right? Is that the end of the sugya there? Or is it? Right? Afkan. Before el right, therefore the din that we're speaking about over here of kerem is only in a kerem of your own when it comes to you. This poel is comes to you and not bekerem kuti.
These are the things we learn from kerem.
These are all the other halachas that we learn out of the word kerem. Kerem is poel and your kerem and not kerem kuti. Okay, I think let's end off over here.